Wanted to discuss the first fight between Joanna Jędrzejczyk and Rose Thug Namajunas behind the scenes. Joanna Jędrzejczyk tried to play psychological mind games with Rose Thug Namajunas and was talking a lot of smack, was getting in her face, snuffed her, in her weigh-ins, whatever, it was a little bit over the top. According to what I'm reading here on MMA Junkie or Yahoo.com, she had trouble. 14 hours before the weigh-in, she needed to cut 15 pounds to get to the 115 limit, and she struggled with her weight going up. She didn't sleep the night before the weigh-in. She attempted to shed the weight. She took 2 15-minute naps. Otherwise, she tried every second to lose that weight. She wound up obviously making the weight, but at the same time, I've done it twice. You know, it's not the most healthiest thing in the world, trying to cut weight like that. You're basically, you know, forcing your body to lose water weight and sort it out your pores. And at that point, you don't feel the same as far as mentally in your head. You feel lightheaded. And according, if true, I'm not saying that's an excuse because because it's part of the fight game. Weight cutting is part of the fight game. Maybe her diet wasn't as strict as it should have been. Maybe she should have, instead of waiting into the fight camp time, the 6 weeks to train, maybe she should have, lost that weight naturally, or at least be 120 walk around weight and be able to eat a stricter, structured meal plan. That definitely has a lot to do with it. According to her brain was frozen, this and that. She vows that this outcome would be different. And of course, she's upset that she did not tie Ronda Rousey with the most title defenses by a woman in UFC history. So according to her, this is her redemption fight. Look, you could talk about weight cuts and whatnot. Rose Namajunas came in there, was obviously the mature one of the two. She made her weight. She went in there. And she went in with house money, because we all know Joanna Champion, as she called herself, as they called her, was going to go in there and try to tie Ronda Rousey. And, you know, the UFC is all over her, was pushing her to the moon. So she knew that. She knew that she was playing with house money right there. And she did what she did. Joanna Jędrzejczyk looked pretty sloppy. She caught her with a few shots, eventually knocked her down, eventually referee stoppage. And we have still have a new UFC strawweight champion. So what has to happen this time around, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, A, can't be over the top, and B, when it comes, you know, look, Joanna Jędrzejczyk is a world-decorated striker. We all know that, right? So far, no one has been able to figure her out except Rose Namajunas. Now, could it have been the weight cut? Probably. It probably factored into her loss, but you can't take anything away from Rose Thug Namajunas. She learned from her mistakes when she lost to Carla Esparza in tough season 20, I believe, and she won some tough fights, very tough fights, and deserved to be there and deserved to be in the main event or co-main event of that fight, of that night in Madison Square Garden. Now, in the return bout in Brooklyn, of course, now the film is out, so now Rose Thug Namajunas, she has amazing jiu-jitsu. We all know the easy thing for her would be to take Joanna Jędrzejczyk down and really test her out. I haven't really, besides, yes, she got knocked down and out, but I really haven't seen her being tested. Yes, she had a war with Colleen Gadelha. You know, she lost the first two rounds. Gadelha won the first two rounds, and then Joanna Jędrzejczyk did her thing and won the last two rounds in that second fight. So, but I really want to see her being tested. I really want to see what can she do off her back. I really want to see her get tested, and hopefully it happens this particular fight. So we'll see what happens. Joanna Jędrzejczyk is a businesswoman, according to her. She wants to be a mother. She has so much stuff, but she is so focused on this fight, according to Joanna Jędrzejczyk, according to the article on Yahoo.com. Very simple game plan. for Rose Dagnamahunas, don't let her get in your head. Obviously, she did a great job of that. Number two, she's a well-decorated striker, so she has to prepare to not be in her range or circle of range when it comes to those kicks, whether it's inside kicks, whether it's leg kicks, whether it's high kicks, and of course, being able to use the jab and set up your combinations and being able to eventually take down Joanna Jędrzejczyk and hopefully make her submit or hopefully catch her once again and to retain your strawweight championship. All right, that's Jim Russell with a little bit of UFC 223. I'll talk about El Kakui. I don't know. Maybe I might talk about him now. I'll talk about him in a little bit. A lot to talk about.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.